There's an exhibit of photos now hanging in the Skirbel Cultural Center in Los Angeles titled The Way We See It, L.A. Teens on Immigration. A nonprofit group called Facing History and Ourselves gave cameras to students, many from the families of first-generation immigrants, and asked them to snap photos that show how they viewed themselves inside the huge world stew that is Los Angeles and America. I recently hosted a panel discussion with some of the students. In a separate interview with the students, Evelyn Hernandez and Martha Martinez talked about their photo, two young women dancing in a street festival in fiesta costumes. They called their picture Mexican-American with a question mark. Evelyn Hernandez says,
"It's pretty hard because they have their Mexican background, but yet they're born like in America or their families come here, get their residence, their citizenship. So it's pretty hard for them to identify themselves, whether they're more Mexican or American."
When you say it's hard for them, do you mean it's hard for you?
Yeah, because most of the time you go to school and they ask you, oh, well, what do you feel more like, Mexican or like American? And most of the time they tell you, well, if you had to choose one, which one would you choose? And it's pretty hard because, I mean, you have your traditionals, your culture, but then you come here and then you have this American part of you. So it's pretty hard to go just to one side.
Martha Martinez says she feels forced to make some kind of choice because young people search for a single identity, even as she feels a dual identity.
As, I guess, immigrants were seen as a minority. And what we try to convey through the picture was that we have the potential to break that stereotype since we're not all the same. And we have different goals, different dreams, and we have the potential to thrive in any situation if you work hard.
One of the most affecting photos in the exhibit shows the hand of a young woman and the hand of a man holding a plastic garbage sack in front of a plaque congratulating a man for serving in the U.S. Navy. Dane Ferrari Esaias and Giselle Claudio took that photo. That's Giselle's hand and her father's on the garbage sack.
The backstory behind this picture is that my father was in the Navy for 20 years and he retired, but once he retired, he really, really struggled to find a job because they said that he lacked experience.
He was in the Navy for 20 years. That's a lot of experience.
I know. And now he is actually a service worker at Beverly Hills. He's a garbage man. And it's pretty weird because when he was in the Navy, everyone honored him for the uniform that he was in because he was serving our country. But now that he's serving our country in a different way, he gets little to no respect at all.
Not exactly. He gets a lot of respect from his daughter.
The main message is to say that, because most teenagers nowadays, we neglect to recognize the efforts that our parents put in for us to have better lives here. Mm-hmm. And it's the reason why we immigrated here. And we just have to remember everything that they did for us and the reason why we're here in America, you know, is to put out the dreams that they had for us.
To see photos from their exhibit, The Way We See It, L.A. Teens on Immigration, you can go to our website, npr.org.